السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ما آتاكم الرسول فخذوه وما نهاكم عنه فانتهوا واتقوا الله إن الله شديد العقاب. صدق الله العظيم. Respected elders and friends, all praise are due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our creator, our nourisher, our sustainer, to have blessed us with this blessed day of Jumu'ah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put the reality of this day in our hearts and the hearts of all mu'mineen till the day of Qiyamah. Really, respected brothers and sisters, Allah ta'ala has blessed us with a very beautiful deen. And only if we understand this deen, that how important it is to us, then life in this world become an enjoyment. Rather than us feeling it as a burden nowadays. But life will be an enjoyment. Allah will make it such. مَنْ عَمِلَ صَالِحًا مِنْ ذَكَرٍ أَوْ أُنْثَى وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٍ فَلَنُحْيَنَّهُ حَيَاةٍ طَيِّبًا. Those that will bring amali salihah in their lives, and if their iman is correct, yaqeen in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that everything happens with the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah himself says, فَلَنُحْيَنَّهُ حَيَاةٍ طَيِّبًا. That we will give him a pure, pristine life, a good life in this world. In this deen of ours, which has been explained to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, by way of his ahadith, his sunnah, it has been made very simple for us, very easy for us. But sometimes, we, because of our traditions and our cultural background, we sometimes confuse ourselves also. That is why it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala time and again in the Quran reminds us, أَطِيعُ اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُ الرَّسُولِ أَطِيعُ اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُ الرَّسُولِ. Be obedient to Allah, be obedient to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهُ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. Allah ta'ala says that if you want to attain the love of Allah, if you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, instructing Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to tell the ummah, to tell them that if they love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if they want to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if they want to get the favor and the mercy and the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the love of Allah, then they have to follow Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Every aspect of their life. As far as their ibadah is concerned, they must follow Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As far as their mu'amalat is concerned, they must follow Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As far as their mu'asharat is concerned, they must follow Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Every aspect of our life, we have to use Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam as our model, as our guide, and our example in life. Then inshallah we will be able to attain and achieve the mercy and the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I mentioned last month that we were in the month of Rajab, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to make dua when the month of Rajab used to come in. Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban. Oh Allah, bless us in the month of Rajab and Sha'ban. Now we are in the month of Sha'ban. Slowly we are going towards the month of Ramadan. We should have this desire in us that Allah must take us towards Ramadan. Allah must make us experience the month of Ramadan. But what can we as Muslimin, as mu'mineen, do in the month of Sha'ban? What is required of us? Though we are required every day of our life to be obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But these months and these times and these weeks and days and nights come, it is a reminder for us. It is a chance for us to gain closeness and nearness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the month of Sha'ban, like you know, Yahya bin Mu'az rahmullah ta'ala mentions very nicely that there are five letters in the month of Sha'ban. If you take Sheen, Ayn, Ba, Alif, Noon. That if we exert ourselves, Rajab is gone. Rajab is gone. Now we have the month of Sha'ban, whereby we can still attain that mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we exert ourselves, inshallah, what we should try and achieve is the sharaf in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That you have some status, some rank in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That this servant of mine who is consuming every ni'mat of mine on this earth, he's drinking my water, living on my earth, breathing my air, He is making an effort to come closer towards me. He will become musharraf in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if he exerts himself. If he exerts himself, he will attain the shafa'ah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the day of Qiyamah also, by adhering to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As far as Ayn is concerned, he will get the izzah in the eyes of Allah, and izzah, Allah will put his izzah in the hearts of people. People will start respecting him also. People will start respecting him also. Ba, he will attain piety. He will be regarded among the abrar. Inna al-abrara lafi na'im. Those that are abrar, those that are pious, will be in Jannah. And alif, we should try and make an effort to gain that unsiyat or that ulfat with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has given us this month, Rajab is gone, Shaban, all these months, every day rather. But these are sort of incentives. You say incentives to exhort one, to encourage one, to come closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because, لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. We should never ever become despondent with the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every day is precious to us, every minute is we should regard it as precious. But these are just incentives that have been placed in front of us, like, you know, so that we can come closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We don't become unmindful. And noon is to bring about that noor in us. When we have that noor in us, inshallah, we will be guided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You don't know what is the haqiqah of iman. Ma kunta tadri mal kitab wal iman walakin ja'alnahu nura. It is a noor that Allah will place in you. And when that noor comes, we will be guided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every aspect of our life. Every aspect of our life, Allah will guide us, Allah will assist us. But the thing is, it depends on us. How much do I want to come closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? I have to make that decision. Nobody can make that decision for me. It is I myself. We have to question ourselves inside also. And we know that some sahaba used to mention, Anas bin Malik rahmullah ta'ala, that when the month of Sha'ban used to come, the sahaba in kabbu ala al-masahif. They used to throw themselves on the masahif. In other words, the Quran, they used to, in other words, excessively read the Quran. They used to make a habit of reading the Quran. Now we might question, alright, there was no masahif at that time. Fair enough. Argument is valid. There's no masahif at that time. Well, a weekly wire, whatever it is. But the encouragement, the incentive that the month of Ramadan is coming, the month wherein the Quran was revealed. It is a month where I can draw from the treasures of Allah. Let me start making a habit from now of getting used to reciting the Quran. So when the month of Ramadan comes, I've already set myself up. I know what my time for tilawat of the Quran is going to be. My time for work is going to be a certain time. My time for my family is a certain time. And I should make an effort to see that now my household members also, my wife, my children also start making a habit of reciting the Quran. So when the month of Ramadan comes, they are in the groove. It becomes easy for them. But otherwise now, in the month of Ramadan, now we want to start this, and then we want to learn how to read the Quran. It becomes very difficult. In the month of Sha'ban, inshallah, we start, Allah will make it easy for us. As far as this month of Sha'ban is also concerned, that there are certain beliefs among certain people that if certain actions are carried out, that inshallah they will be rewarded. And some people exert themselves extraordinarily in this month of Sha'ban on certain days and certain nights. Now I would like to clarify this position. Which is in the minds of some people, in the beliefs of some people, and not in the beliefs of some people. This mas'ala was mukhtalaf fi in those days also. Not only now, in those days. Ulama'i Hijaz never accepted this, Ulama'i Sham accepted this. I am talking of the 15th night of Sha'ban. The 15th night of Sha'ban, and I will mention a few riwayats, and I will give you some background on those riwayats also. But you will find in the subcontinent that people hold the night in auspiciousness, in high esteem. And you will find that in the other countries, they do not hold it in high esteem. They do not regard it as auspicious. Now what is the standpoint? Where do we go? Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, ati'u Allah wa ati'u Rasul wa ulil amri minkum. فَإِن تَنَازَعْتُمْ فِي شَيْءٍ فَرُدُّوهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَالرَّسُولِ. If you are disputing over something, always refer to the Quran and the Sunnah of Rasulullah, the teachings of Rasulullah. There you will get your guidance. There you will get your guidance. It is mentioned, Hazrat Mu'adh bin Jabal radiallahu anhu, Rasulullah said, on the 15th night of Sha'ban, Allah bestows His special attention on His entire creation. He then pardons His entire creation except an idolater and one who harbors enmity. Now an idolater in all aspects at any given time will not be forgiven. One who holds enmity in his heart, he also will not be forgiven. Narrated Abdullah bin Amr radiallahu anhu, Rasulullah said, Allah looks with special attention towards His creation on the 15th night of Sha'ban and forgives all His servants except two categories of people, the person who harbors enmity and a murderer. Imam Ahmad reports this hadith with a slightly weak chain of narrators. Targhib wa Tarhib, page 46, 461, volume 3. The above one, Tabrani has recorded this hadith in Aswad, Ibn Habban in his Sahih and Bayhaqi. They have narrated this. It is related from Makhul, who narrates from Kathir bin Murrah that Rasulullah said, on the 15th night of Sha'ban, Allah forgives all the inhabitants of the earth except an idolater and one who harbors hatred for others. Bayhaqi has also narrated this hadith and says, this is an acceptable Mursal hadith. As far as Mursal is concerned, is such a narration where a tabi'i, that is one who did not see Rasulullah but who had seen a sahabi, that he does not mention which sahaba he heard it from. He does not mention in the chain, in the narration, which sahabi he has heard it from. Thus it becomes clear that a gap exists in this chain of narrators. Such a narration, in the opinion of Imam Abu Hanifa, Imam Malik rahimullah ta'ala, is acceptable. Condition that this acceptability will obviously refer to those cases where the tabi'i concern is of such high merit that one would expect only good of him. Imam Shafi, Imam Ahmad rahimahullah also accept the Mursal when it is supported by another narration. This is exactly the case here. This is exactly the case here. You will find Allama Taymiyyah rahimahullah ta'ala, he himself mentions that so many ahadith and reports existing regarding the excellence of the 15th night of Sha'ban that one is compelled to accept that the night does possess some virtue. It does possess some virtue. Some of the pious predecessors used to specially devote this night for Salah. Faidul Qadil, page 317, volume 2. An overview of the various narrations regarding this night leads credence to the acceptability of the virtue of this night. The reason being that although these narrations are weak, they are numerous and narrated by a number of Sahaba. Some are such that not much criticism has been leveled at the Asanad. Ibn Hibban has included some of his narration in his Sahih, and Hafiz Mundari has remarked regarding the Sanad of some, La ba'sa bihi. La ba'sa bihi. Therefore, according to the principle of the Muhaddithi, the excellence of the night of Bara is proven from a conjunction of all these narrations. This is a general consensus of the Muhaddithin and Fuqaha. This is their consensus. Now, I'm not here to say what is right, what is wrong. You will find people who have this belief. Now, are we going to say that they are completely wrong, they are completely on dalal, where there are some ahadith that are present, and Muhaddithin and scholars of that time, some of them have accepted it, some of them have not accepted it. But they did not go around and say, oh, you are kafir, or you are this and you are that. They respected one another's views. Some of us, if they have this thing, tomorrow we are going to stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But we always have to revert to the sunnah of Rasulullah and the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You will find in some narrations whereby it is mentioned that on the 15th night of Sha'ban, where Rasulullah went to the graveyard. So people in some countries, especially in Indo-Pak, I've been there also, will make a point of going to the graveyard on that night. Whereas you will find in Sahih Muslim, the narration of Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, that whenever Rasulullah used to come to her, he used to make a point of going to Jannatul Baqi. Not only on the 15th night of Sha'ban, but when most of the time when he used to come to Hazrat Aisha, he used to go for a little while to Baqi also. Now to have this belief and this, that only on the 50th night of Shaaban, we have to question ourselves, respected brothers. And we have to question ourselves. We'll find some narrations. Bayhaqi had narrated one wherein mentioned by Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the virtue of fasting on the day of 15th of Shaaban. As far as the fasting, why I'm mentioning is this because I've already started getting phone calls. When is the 15th night of Shaaban? When is the 15th night of Shaaban? You know, we know there's Shab-e Baraj. Shab means night, Bara'a means emancipation, you know, being freed. That many people are being freed on this night from Jahannam, you know, whom, now, people have been phoning, so I said, let me just clarify this position also. As far as the fasting is concerned, from all these weak riwayats, only one riwayat has mentioned fasting. No other riwayat. Yes, many of the riwayats have mentioned as far as the virtue of the night is concerned. But only one riwayat mentions the fasting. So ulama mentioned that it is not worthy of acceptance also, because only narrated by one. Only one sahabi, and that is Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and that also is munqati. Muhaddin, they say is mawdu, that's also. It is mawdu also, but Bayhaqi has mentioned in his kitab. As far as the virtue of this night, it has been mentioned by many other sahaba, like I mentioned Mu'adh bin Jabal, Abdullah bin Amr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and Makhul, though he was not a sahabi, but he has mentioned it also. But it does not mean that now this is a sunnah. And we mustn't regard it as a sunnah, that it is a sunnah. For sunnah, it has to be a sahih hadith, respected brothers. It has to be a sahih hadith. Then we can regard it as a sunnah. If someone is in the habit of fasting on the 13th, 14th and 15th of every month, alhamdulillah, he can carry on fasting. He can carry on fasting in those days of Shaaban. He will get the ajr because of his adah, of his habit of fasting every month. If someone fasts Monday and Thursday every week, and it so happens that the 15th of Shaaban falls on the Thursday, he should carry on with that fast. He should carry on with that fast. Because why? He is following another sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And as far as the forgiving is concerned, as far as some narration that Allah ta'ala comes down to the first guy in the latter part of the night, this you will find in many other hadith, sahih hadith, that Allah comes every night. Allah comes every night. So why should we only exert ourselves in this one night, whereas we should be exerting ourselves every night, trying to gain the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every night we should exert ourselves. Not only one night. When we do it like one night like this, then we fall into the category, like how some of the scholars have said, into the category of bidah. And وَكُلُّ بِدْعَةٍ ضَلَالَةٍ وَكُلُّ ضَلَالَةٍ فِي النَّارِ. That now we are straying from the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We are accepting something or we are believing something to be a sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Alhamdulillah, we should be exerting ourselves every night, every day. Every night and every day, we should be drawing ourselves closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has given us the opportunity. But to have this belief and yaqeen, respected brothers, I am mentioning to clarify the point. It is my duty to put forward this point and to clarify this the point also, so that we all understand this. We all understand it, that as far as the narration of the 15th night is concerned, they are very weak narrations. And I gave you the sayings of some of the ulama and the scholars also, that some have accepted it, some have rejected it totally. Some have rejected it totally. And I mentioned the ikhtilaf was at that time, ulama of Hijaz never accepted it. Ulama in Sham, they used to accept it, some of them also. Now it is up to us how we take it. Tomorrow we are all going to stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I mentioned that they used to exert themselves in the recitation of the Quran. What effort are we making? One is to re-exert ourselves to the Quran. What effort are we making to mold our life around the Quran? That is the asal. That is the real thing. That is reality. Our life has to come on the Quran, on the teachings of the Quran and the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah tells us in the Quran: Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu ati'u Allah wa ati'u Rasul. Man yuti'i Allah wa Rasulahu faqad faza fawzan 'azima. وَإِن تُطِيعُهُ تَهْتَدُوا. If you will follow, you'll be obedient to Allah, to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if you bring in your life his teaching, then you will be on guidance. And whatever Rasulullah has brought, hold fast onto it. And what he has prohibited, stay away from it. Stay away from it. Avoid. Have that feeling of contentment to those actions that have been abhorred by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today we see such action, but it doesn't affect our heart. It doesn't affect our heart. We take it very, very lightly, respected brothers. It is not only on this night that Allah will not forgive a drunkard or one who is disobedient to his parents. Every night Allah will not forgive that person. Our life should not be like that. That where we are in a habit of drinking or where we are in a habit of gambling, going to the casinos, we feel that by coming in this night, we may make in tawbah and like the tawbah, like how we just sing, tawbah, tawbah, after everything. No, tawbatan nasuha. Tawbatan nasuha, that Ya Allah, I make this azam now, I take this oath, and I make this resolution, that Ya Allah, I will not resort to that sin anymore. Oh Allah, you forgive me, you clear me, show me your mercy, envelop me in your mercy. Sometimes we feel that by coming in this night, we are forgiven, then now we have the passport to do whatever we want to. New book, new slate. No, respected brothers. This is a wrong belief. This is wrong yaqeen. That Allah will only forgive us in this night. Allah will forgive us every night. Every night we have to turn to Allah. And then after the night, we are back to our old habits again. Drinking, gambling, taking of interest again. And some mentioned that one who takes interest also, Allah will not forgive him. There are certain categories, some of the mashayikh mentioned, which some of us quote, especially from the subcontinent, but I'm just mentioning all these categories of people will not be forgiven at any night or at any time. You can never be disobedient to your parents at any given time. Not only on this night of 15th of Shaban or night of Qadr, but at any given time. A drunkard, he should, as far as possible, he should make tawbah as soon as possible. He shouldn't wait for the 15th night. Or you shouldn't wait for Laylatul Qadr. Then I'm going to wait for Laylatul Qadr. No. Make tawbah immediately. Ask Allah for repentance. One who's taking interest also, he should make tawbah immediately. Not wait for this night. Allah has given us, respected brothers, this deen so that we can be successful in the eyes of Allah. If we bring our life on this deen, inshallah, Allah will make it easy for us. It will be easy for us to enter Jannah also. But if we are going to bring in our life such practices, or such habits that are totally against deen, that are totally far from the teachings of deen also, respected brother, then we are answerable to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also. We are answerable to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to take guidance from the Quran and the Sunnah of Rasulullah. Yes, you will find that Rasulullah used to fast very often in the month of Sha'ban. He used to fast very often. Very few days that he used to not fast. Some used to feel that he used to join Sha'ban in Ramadan also. This was Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We also make a habit, but not in a manner that we weaken ourselves, that we are not able to fast in the month of Ramadan. Yes, we make a habit, but not only the habit. Now we have this belief that only on the 15th of Sha'ban. No, let us fast every Monday and Thursday. Now, alhamdulillah, the days are getting short. Let us make this intention that, Ya Allah, now I'm going to make the intention of implementing this great sunnah of Rasulullah in my life. Or fasting every Monday and Thursday. Or fasting every month, the 3 days. That from now, every month I'll be doing that. Then inshallah we'll become beloved in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But then if we resort to those practices that are not authentic as far as the hadith is concerned, my respected brothers, then we are falling into another category. We are falling into another category. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from those and from all such actions that will lead to the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Respected brothers, there's an event taking place next week on the 20th of October, 10:45 to 1 p.m. at the Old Redmond Schoolhouse, concerning Islamic Speakers Bureau. Be a great public speaker. MashaAllah. I just got this now. Before this thing, I should like to advise my brothers. Yeah, we don't want to be great public speakers. We want to be da'is. In whatever way, we must present the da'wah to the non-Muslims. In the best possible manner. In the best possible manner. We don't want to be regarded as great speakers also. Because why then shaitan comes and then your ikhlas and your sincerity is questioned. We have to do it for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to do it for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So those that would like to partake in this, who would like to learn how to give da'wat, how to invite other people to this great deen of Islam, then they should try and attend this, inshallah, Sunday, October 20th, 10:45 to 1 PM at the old Redmond Schoolhouse. The flyers will be there, inshallah, for your directions and so forth. And you can take it from there, inshallah. Wa ma alayna illa al-balagh. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah alladhi anzala ala abdihi al-kitaba wa lam yaj'al lahu 'iwaja wa arsala al-anbiya'a li hidayati an-nas jami'a. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa Allah wahdahu la sharika lah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan 'abduhu wa rasuluhu. Amma ba'du, faqad qala Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fi al-Quran al-Majid wal Furqan al-Hamid, ba'da a'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu ati'u Allah wa ati'u ar-rasul wa ulil amri minkum. فإن تنازعتم في شيء فردوه إلى الله والرسول إن كنتم تؤمنون بالله واليوم الآخر ذلك خير وأحسن تأويلا. وقال سبحانه وتعالى في مقام آخر: قل إن كنتم تحبون الله فاتبعوني يحببكم الله ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم والله غفور رحيم. وقال سبحانه وتعالى في مقام آخر: ما آتاكم الرسول فخذوه وما نهاكم عنه فانتهوا واتقوا الله إن الله شديد العقاب. وقال سبحانه وتعالى في مقام آخر: من يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. وقال سبحانه وتعالى في مقام آخر: وإن تطيعوه تهتدوا. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يكون هواه تبعا لما جئت به. وفقني الله وإياكم لما تحب وترضى من القول والفعل والعمل والنية والهدي والهدى، إنك على كل شيء قدير. أقول قولي هذا، أستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله، أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا بين يدي الساعة. من يطع الله ورسوله فقد رشد، ومن يعصهما فإنه لا يضر إلا نفسه ولا يضر الله شيئا. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي: يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم على محمد عبدك ورسولك، وصل وسلم على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات، وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم من بعد غرضا، فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم، ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم، وخير أمتي قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين، واخذل الكفرة والمبتدعة والمشركين، اللهم شتت شملهم، اللهم مزق جمعهم، اللهم دمر ديارهم، اللهم انصر من نصر دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم واجعلنا منهم، واخذل من خذل دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ولا تجعلنا معهم. اللهم ربنا لا تجعلنا فتنة للقوم الظالمين، ونجنا برحمتك من القوم الكافرين. اللهم ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار. اللهم ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين، واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. اللهم ربنا توفنا مسلمين، والحقنا بالشهداء والصالحين، غير خزايا ولا ندامة ولا مفتونين. اللهم إنا نسألك من الخير كله، عاجله وآجله، ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم، ونعوذ بك من الشر كله، عاجله وآجله، ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم. اللهم ربنا تقبل منا، إنك أنت السميع العليم، وتب علينا يا مولانا، إنك أنت التواب الرحيم، واغفر لنا، إنك أنت الغفور الرحيم. وصل اللهم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله تعالى يذكركم، ودعوه يستجب لكم، ولذكر الله تعالى أعلى وأولى وعز وجل وأتم وأهم وأكبر. والله يعلم ما تصنعون. قوموا للصلاة.